Governor Scott announced Thursday his proposed budget includes $30 million for science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM training. And increasing STEM jobs and education has long been one of the governor's goals. But it's the announcements the governor made Wednesday and Tuesday that have some people raising their eyebrows.
I'm proud to announce that in my It's Your Money tax cut budget, you may have it, you know, whenever it's a new budget, you always try to get this right. I'm proud to announce that in my It's Your Money tax cut budget, we're going to invest $55 million to protect Florida Springs.
Scott also announced his budget proposal includes $130 million for Everglades spending.
It would have been nice and far more sincere last year.
That's Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto. Soto is the sponsor of a bill aimed at cleaning up the state's springs. And he's planning to throw his weight behind another bill a group of senators is working to draft that would direct nearly $400 million to springs cleanup. While Soto says the governor's announcement is a step in the right direction, he questions Scott's motives.
Many of the things we see this year reek of politics and trying to re-image himself. The environment in particular was a huge issue and a huge legacy for former Governor Charlie Crist, obviously his current opponent.
And Florida A&M University political science professor Keith Simmons says Soto's argument makes sense.
Politicians are going to try and appear to be responsive so that the people who they expect to be voting in November will say, this person or that person, this candidate or that candidate, is speaking my language, is thinking the way I'm thinking, so therefore I will vote for him or her.
Simmons says political scientists use three categories to describe politicians: the delegate, the idealist, and the maverick.
You know, and that individual is more or less, you know, putting his finger in the wind to see where the wind is blowing in terms of voters' choices or preferences.
Simmons says lately, Scott's been looking more like a maverick. The governor's office refused requests for an interview responding to Soto and Simmons' statements. And while environmentalists like the Spring Institute's Bob Knight say they'd be happy to see more money fueled toward the state's waters, Knight believes the governor's motives are pretty clear.
Everything that was done in the first 3 years of the administration, 2 years of the administration, and into the third year was tearing down the environmental protections that we had in the state and not making any of those stronger. And now, when there's a growing outcry from the public in Florida about our polluted estuaries and dying manatees and drying up springs, it's like the governor and his staff are finding religion.
The governor's $55 million proposal is just a fraction of the Senate plan Darren Soto plans to back that includes about $400 million to help the state's springs. Knight says neither of those plans contains enough money to completely fix the springs problem the state is facing, but both could help. His biggest worry is the lack of specifics in the governor's plan.
Once again, you know, let's spend some money on springs, but don't waste it. What I'm really afraid of is that $55 million, the majority of that will go to big business, big agriculture, and public utilities for developing alternative water supplies.
Knight says what he'd really like is a reboot of what's known as the Florida Springs Initiative. He says the program included a clear plan to address the state's spring issues, but started tapering off and finally ended near the beginning of Scott's administration. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.